Colossians chapter 1, Believers in Christ. Today you and I are taking a look at some of the lessons from the book of Colossians. The letters of Paul in this book give much insight to believers. The letters to the church at Colossae were written by the Apostle Paul, likely from Rome, in the year 60 to 64 AD. He is encouraging the group of believers there. Let us look at verses 3 to 6 today. Thanksgiving and prayer. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Colossians 1, 3-6. The faith. You see that Paul is acknowledging his thankfulness for the faith of the believers to whom he is writing. He and those with him thank God for them and pray for the believers at Colossae. Paul and his company have heard of the faith of the Colossae group and of the love they possess for the people of God. He tells them that he realizes that they have faith and love and hope in heaven and knows they have heard the true message of Jesus. He also says that as the gospel bears fruit in believers everywhere, he knows that they too are bearing fruit since they understand God's grace. The fruit of believers is the good works they do. God gives them wisdom as they ask him for it, and he grants grace for them to carry out the work. Encouraging words. Let us consider the joy that this early group of believers will feel at these encouraging words of Paul. They have been recognized for their faith and belief in Christ. Their faithfulness and good works have been told to others and reached the ears of Paul. How their hearts must have lifted. Paul's prayers. Let us continue to read verses 9 to 14. In this passage, Paul is telling them that they have his continued prayers. He is asking God to fill them with knowledge of his will from the Holy Spirit. He realizes that when you as a believer ask God for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you have a guide and comforter with you always, the Holy Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1, 9-14. Paul wants these believers and you and me to experience the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives so that they will live lives pleasing to God, bearing good fruits. They should bear fruit of good works and continually grow in the knowledge of God. We have indeed been rescued from the darkness of Satan and brought into the bright and holy kingdom of Jesus. Forgiveness and redemption from God through Christ are priceless, priceless treasures that save us from hell and give us eternity with our Father in heaven. Praise God. Help from the Holy Spirit. Additionally, Paul explains that he wants them strengthened in the power of God. He is well aware that you as a believer will need great endurance and much patience. Paul, above many, knows the difficulties, trials, persecutions, and physical agonies suffered for the faith. He knows suffering is worth it. Heaven is now our destination. He knows of the heavenly future with Christ in God's presence for believers. Likewise, Paul knows the importance of praying for each other and for believers to remain close to God and thankful to Him. God has saved them from their deadness in sin and made them alive in Christ. Glory to His holy name. In the next several verses that you are considering today, from further on in chapter 1, Paul reminds us that Jesus is the Son of the invisible God and was the firstborn of all creation. Jesus was with God at the creation of all things. Let us read verses 15 and 16, the supremacy of the Son of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. Colossians 1, 15 to 16. Therefore, the Father and Son created all things through Him and for Him. God created everything. You and I here realize that the power of God is overwhelming and should be held in awe in our lives as believers. This is just what Paul wanted the church at Colossae to realize. Reconciliation. In verses 20 to 21, Paul brings to the mind of believers that Christ reconciled all things to Himself. Things on earth and heaven were reconciled by the peace made through the blood of Christ on the cross. We were alienated from God because of our sins, let us read, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Colossians 1, 20-21. We humans sinned, and no sin can stand in the presence of God. Do we fully realize that? No sin can dwell in the presence of God. Therefore, since our sins built a wall, so to speak, between God and ourselves, we needed help. We could not scale that dividing wall of sin between sinful humans and a perfect God. Christ's death for our sins. Thankfully, Christ came to die for our sins. He took our filthy sins upon Himself. He who had no sin took our sins upon Himself. Mercifully, Christ died an agonizing death for you so that you could be justified by His blood and be free from your sins. All have sinned. Romans 3:23 tells us that we humans have all sinned. You know that is to be true. You and I know that we have sinned. Romans 6:23 tells you and me that the punishment for our sins is death. You are lost without Christ dying in your place. Therefore, God, in His mercy and grace, sent His perfect Son to die for us. When we believe and confess Him as our Savior and ask Him into our lives, we will be saved. However, you must follow and obey, not merely give Him your words. You must give Christ your life and your heart. He so deserves them. Believe, confess, follow, and obey. When you believe in Christ as the risen Son of God and confess Him as your Savior, asking Christ to come into your heart, you can then ask God to forgive you of your sins through Christ. Your belief in Jesus and your confession of your sins to God through Christ are needed. See Romans 10, 9 and 10. Thanks be to God. Christ has now reconciled us to our Father God. We are no longer alienated from our Heavenly Father. The wall of sin is down, and we are free to run into the arms of our loving Father. Finally, in the last verse you consider today, verse 23, Paul says that you are to continue in your faith strong and firm, and not to move from the hope of Christ. Steadfast walk of faith. In other words, we are to be steadfast in our faith. Therefore, you are not merely to call Jesus Lord. You must obey and follow him. Obeying and following him moment by moment is essential for true believers in Christ. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Colossians 1:23. You have heard the wonderful gospel message today. Will you respond? Tell others, be witnesses. As a believer, you are also to carry the gospel message to those around you, near and far. Lastly, Paul was a true servant of God. He was always actively sharing the message of Christ with others. Surely, in our gratitude for our salvation and thankfulness for God's great love for us, you and I should do the same.